USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On this special day, on every day, I honor all of those who sacrificed for our nation like my son.
President Biden speaking at the United Nations COP27 climate conference in Egypt. Biden's son Beau died from a brain tumor in 2015 while hospitalized in Maryland. A new report from two government agencies is highlighting just how many young people are using tobacco.
About 3 million middle school and high school students across the U.S. are smoking. A new report from the CDC and the Food and Drug Administration on Thursday found that some 3 million young people reported using a tobacco product within 30 days of being surveyed. The survey was conducted from January through May. The survey also found that youth are using e-cigarettes and flavored cigars more than traditional cigarettes. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
There's a chance Republicans will take majority in the House, and some are already planning on investigating how the Biden administration handled COVID. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says House Republicans should hold government officials accountable for the COVID response.
Lives have been destroyed, and our nation is weaker because of reckless government decisions. These actions demand accountability.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, with trees popping up for sale. Plant experts say if you snap one up now, it will last until New Year's. The ones that last the longest are noble firs, according to one expert. Nevada's largest county still has more than 50,000 ballots left to count following Tuesday's midterm election. Officials with the Clark County Register of Voters cite three different categories of ballots for the holdup. Mail-in ballots are still arriving, with the deadline for counting being Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
The Biden administration isn't taking any applications for student loan forgiveness after a federal judge blocked the plan Thursday night. A note on studentaid.gov said courts have issued orders blocking our student debt relief program, and as a result, the program has stopped accepting applications. A federal judge in Texas blocked President Biden's executive action in August to cancel up to $20,000 in student debt for millions of Americans on the backs of many taxpayers. The Justice Department has already appealed the decision. After an uptick of cases earlier this month, China is relaxing some of its COVID policies. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
China eased pandemic controls on Friday as the country leaders seek to lessen a stringent zero COVID policy that has resulted in heavy economic toll and irked the public. China reported more than 10,000 new locally transmitted COVID-19 infections on November 10th, more than doubling in the past week. The origins of COVID-19 pandemic are still unknown, as the United States government is content in not asking questions of China, the country suspected of releasing the deadly virus.
Comedian Gallagher has died. Multiple reports say the man who became famous for smashing watermelons during his stage act passed away at the age of 76. His manager says he died of massive organ failure. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.